From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonah McKeown. The Missouri House finalized a budget for the coming fiscal year today, which takes aim at the University of Missouri system. Several House members are still angry over racially motivated protests that took place at Mizzou in 2015. It's reflected in their nearly $22 million cut for the system, which is about 9% less than it currently gets. That's also slightly smaller cut than Governor Eric Greitens proposed. The budget now goes to the Senate, where Columbia Republican Caleb Rowden hopes to reverse or at least shrink the cuts.
Anytime a dime gets cut, more generally from higher education, but specifically from university, I think that's not something that's in the best interest of not just my community, but the state.
The House's nearly $28 billion budget also bars students who are in the U.S. illegally from getting in-state tuition and scholarships. The Missouri Senate is adding an extra $241 million to the state's current budget, with most of it going to cover unexpected Medicaid expenses. There'll also be increased spending on early childhood special education programs and $80,000 to help implement the new voter ID law. Republican Senator Dan Brown of Rolla sponsored the bill. He said today that the last-minute adjustment brought the cost down.
Department of Elementary and Secondary Education came forward and said there's $824, I think it was, that they did not need. So it's always nice when you can save a little bit of money.
The money can be used through June 30th. The bill now goes back to the House before it can reach Governor Eric Greitens' desk. The Boone County Hospital Board of Trustees announced Thursday it's considering five operating proposals for the hospital's future. Bram Sable-Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk reports.
The hospital is currently in a lease agreement through the year 2020 with St. Louis-based BJC Healthcare. A new operating agreement with BJC is one of five options Boone Hospital's Board of Trustees is considering for its future. Another option under consideration is a partnership with University of Missouri Healthcare. Bob Wagner is a Boone Hospital trustee.
We have yet to determine if that is a viable alternative. There's a possibility that that may be construed legally as a conflict of interest, and we may not be able to do that. So it's just a possibility at this point in time.
Wagner says all five of the proposals still need fine-tuning, and the board hasn't set a timeline for a final decision. The remaining options are an operating lease with Duke LifePoint Healthcare out of North Carolina and Tennessee, or with Kansas City-based St. Luke's Health System. The hospital could also become independent once again. Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News.
20 employees from the University of Missouri's Division of Operations will be out of a job effective July 1st. MU spokesperson Christian Basie says the layoffs are MU's latest response to budget cuts and declining enrollment.
We're at a point now where the budget shortfalls that we've experienced are cutting into the core of our operations.
Basie says though the division is responsible for a wide range of services, including campus safety and custodial work, cuts must be made to economically sustain MU.
There may, in fact, be some things that we can no longer do. And so that is part of the decisions that various divisions and departments are having now.
Basie says the layoffs will not impact campus safety and the laid-off workers will receive transitional benefits. Recent rains have pushed several rivers in Missouri, including the two biggest, above technical flood stage, but damage is expected to be minimal. The Mississippi River is at or slightly above flood stage at northeast Missouri towns like Canton and Hannibal. It is expected to reach above flood stage south of St. Louis in places like Cape Girardeau by early next week. The Missouri River is expected to crest 4 feet above flood stage Friday in Boonville and 1 to 2 feet above flood stages in places like Herman, Washington, and St. Charles. The worst of the flooding is along the Grand River in northwest Missouri, which was approaching major flood levels near Pattonburg, Chillicothe, and Sumner. No significant damage has yet been reported. I'm Jonah McKeown, KBIA News, Columbia.